Where no man or woman has gone before, a space tourism stock. I'm David Brancaccio. First, big businesses have economists on staff that help them make bets on the future. More of them are bracing for a slowdown. This is from a new survey today from the National Association for Business Economics. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
More companies in this latest survey say their sales are down and profits are weak. And they don't think lower interest rates will change that by the end of the year. That's a shift from just a few months ago when they were much more optimistic about the Fed's impact. Sarah Rutledge is an analyst at the National Association for Business Economics.
The expectation was for rate cuts to boost growth and activity, particularly in the financial sector.
But Chester Spatt, who teaches finance at Carnegie Mellon, says businesses may have found
the lower rates doesn't make much difference. And so after the rates are cut, they get to sort of observe the consequences, and the consequences are not so profound.
Interest rates had been inching up for a while and only just started to come down. So it may take a bit for companies to feel it.
A lot of observers think it occurs over 12 to 18 months.
And with companies unsure about when a new round of tariffs might hit, Spatt says business conditions could have gotten worse without those interest rate cuts. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
This is the week the guardians of interest rates lower rates slightly, Wednesday probably. Stock and entrepreneur Richard Branson's space tourism company starts trading later today in New York, Virgin Galactic. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Virgin Galactic took a shortcut to the stock market, merging with social capital Hedo Sophia, a California company which is already listed on the stock exchange. That means shares of the new merged company can now also be traded. Virgin Galactic says it'll make its first space tourism flight next year. It promises several minutes of weightlessness and views of the Earth from space. Virgin says it has reservations from more than 600 customers. It says it's collected about $80 million in deposits. A Virgin space flight will cost about $250,000. Virgin had wanted to start launching passengers about a decade ago, but it's years behind schedule because of an accident in 2014 that killed a pilot. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
A really big warehouse company is buying another warehouse company for $12.6 billion. Prologis wants Liberty Property Trust. Warehousing is big because of all the online commerce. Story about warehouses merging not glitzy enough for you? Glitzy? Okay, how about this? The Louis Vuitton company, LVMH, is in talks to buy Tiffany, the expensive things in a blue box company. Here's my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig.
After a weekend of takeover speculation, confirmation from LVMH was short and sweet this morning, just 35 words. In a statement, the conglomerate said though it's holding talks with Tiffany, there's no assurance they'll result in a deal. Tiffany generates about $4 billion in revenue each year, but the little blue box is losing its allure among younger generations. Sales growth across the world has sagged, and the 182-year-old brand has been trying to broaden its appeal by marketing to more minorities and same-sex couples and introducing a new men's line. It's thought some of LVMH's $50 billion in annual revenue could be deployed to help bolster those new initiatives. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Tiffany's stock is up nearly 30% in pre-market trading. Dow and NASDAQ futures are up 0.3%. London's FTSE is down 0.2%. Comcast customers have long complained about service, a problem the company owns and is trying to fix with a $1 billion initiative. One piece of this is making life better for the Comcast people who have to field the complaints. At Comcast Call Center in Delaware, there's a movie theater, free doctor's appointments, a fish and turtle-stocked pond, Miles Bryan reports.
Comcast customer service has had a lousy reputation for years. It bottomed out back in 2014 when an internet subscriber's attempt to cancel his service went viral.
Can you disconnect us by phone? Can you disconnect our service? Yes or no?
What I'm trying to find out is why
yes or no. Can you disconnect?
Taking customer calls can be a brutal job. Studies have linked the work to higher levels of depression and anxiety. Alexandria Sisko works for Comcast.
Nobody calls to say, you know, hey, I love you, you're great, you're so awesome. You know, everyone is upset about something.
The ping pong balls you hear bouncing around in the background, they're part of Comcast's plan to make these customer service jobs more bearable. the company has opened a new multi-million dollar call center in Delaware. Workers here can decompress with some table tennis or by brushing up on their short game at the indoor putting green. The idea is that happier employees will provide better customer service. Comcast employees, or at least the three I was allowed to talk to, say it's already working.
This is Star Wars. This is like Christmas.
Lottie Waters is a supervisor here.
All my agents are willing to come in like a little bit earlier.
But those agents are still using the same training and policies that were in place before the move to resolve calls. That's a red flag for Winifred Poster, a researcher who studies the call center industry at Washington University in St. Louis.
There's a lot of emphasis in call center training that's based on how to be polite and how to manage anger. But there isn't a lot of training on how can you actually respond to the thing that the customer is calling for.
Poster says a call center with standing desks and more windows may make employees' day-to-day experience better, but they're only treating the symptoms. The main issue behind bad customer service, she says, is that most call center workers don't have the authority to make meaningful decisions.
If you want to improve customer service, it has to come through a totally different model of the call center worker's role.
A Comcast spokesperson says the company has been investing in new tools and training over the last few years. The company claims some key customer service metrics are the best they've ever been. And she says these are good jobs. Wages at this call center start at $15 an hour and come with benefits. Still, Comcast may be moving away from using call centers. In a recent earnings call, the company said nearly 80% of its customer interactions are now done online. In Newark, Delaware, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.
Now, I have a standing desk, but I don't have access to a turtle pond here. If you do, Instagram us a picture, because I, too, would like proximity to turtles to make me a nicer person. At Marketplace APM Instagram. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.